You're ready to go, Jen. Waiting for you.
Thank you, everybody.
Sorry about that. I humbly apologise. I wasn't at the clock.
That's all right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to move straight on to 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be received, please?
So moved.
Councillor Viney. Second up, please. Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Any queries on those minutes of the 15th of April? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Mayor's communications. Can I have somebody move that the report be received?
Yes.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is declarations of interest. Anybody have a declaration? No. 4.1, I'd like to adjourn the meeting so that we can workshop the item at 6.1, which is a residential subdivision to create two lots to accommodate existing dwelling and outbuilding at 84 Clara Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Any comments, questions about this one?
Oh, well, Mayor, I don't think the objections have got very much merit. It's in a residential area. Even with the subdivision, the two blocks will still be quite large. I can't see any reason why it shouldn't go ahead.
Anybody else?
My thoughts are the same as Councillor Van Ruin's. I think it's a classic case of infill. It allows access from the main street that runs past it. And it's one of the things we've been looking at is actually getting more houses into the area that we have within town limits. And I have to agree that the objections were a bit short of substance.
Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Of course, the issue at hand is the overhead or underground power lines. The acceptable solution gives the key words. Forgive me, what are they? Because I'm doing it from memory because it's on my iPad. Marianne, they're on the tip of your tongue, aren't they? Those three words. The three words why I can't have under, why I would be excused from having underground power services.
Not required.
Impossible, improbable, unlikely. Something.
Yes.
So I have some empathy with the people around the corner from this address, their representation. So I suppose I'm interested in when we apply what is currently in the planning scheme about those 3 points, when one should be required to put in the underground services. I get that it's off Clara Street and the other properties in Clara Street have the overhead power. But just around the corner, we've been very firm about the fact that, here's a bit of a delineating line. So I suppose it's a question perhaps to Marianne through yourself, Mayor, is those provisions of the planning scheme, are they ideally meant for new subdivisions?
I would say so, Councillor, because, you know, if you've got a street that's historically been serviced with overhead, it would seem impractical or unreasonable or unnecessary to require them all of a sudden to go underground.
Yes. So a block of land exactly the same around the corner where we have enforced underground power. So let's say we took this development and just moved it around the corner. We would be asking them to put in underground services, would we not, in keeping with that?
Yeah, depending on what the characteristics are of the area.
Yes. So I have some empathy. I do understand the intent of the scheme. I suppose everything with the scheme has a delineating line, doesn't it? And
yes.
This is one of those.
And in fact, under the new Tasmanian scheme, we don't even consider it.
All right.
So the new, The new scheme requires what in this instance? In this example, what would the new scheme require?
It doesn't require anything. It doesn't require consideration.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
Just like now, we don't look at telecommunications or anything. The electricity is lumped into that as well.
So whilst I do have a little bit of empathy, I will be supporting the recommendation there. Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Carpenter.
Yeah, I'm much same as the other councillors, but I will note that we did do that block up Clara Street a few months ago, and the same representations come in about the power supply overhead and underground. So I can see reason for and for not. If that's what's there, well, you stick with what's there. But it's interesting, Mary Ann, that the new scheme, we don't even take any consideration. Mm-hmm. So I think just on the point of discussion here just at the moment, I think somewhere down the track, council will get caught out if it's not in the scheme one way or the other. So what's going to happen then? Whether we're going to have to make sure everything goes underground in the future, I don't know. Not in the scheme one way or the other. So it's interesting, isn't it?
Mm, it's up to the developer.
It's up to the developer. Yeah. What he wants to do. We can't enforce him to do one or the other, Marianne. That's what's in the new scheme.
Yeah, that's right.
But perhaps under ours, whether we should be looking fairly shortly then at putting an overlay there or something to make sure all new developments are underground, because we definitely don't want it overhead.
No, we don't know how. We'll have to look at it. We're only just sort of coming to grips with what might be in this new scheme.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Yep. But no, support it, Mayor.
I feel very much the same. I think most of the representations, well, they seem to be more focused on the proposed or the possible developments, that might go on the blocks beside them, I guess, but that's not something that we can consider, because all we're considering is the subdivision itself at the moment. So, and if there is a development at the time later on, then we get to consider that then. But I also had to question it's not our preference to have any overhead power lines at all. I know it's so expensive, but if I could have a wish list, all power would be underground from now on. I would like to, see that happens. And pleased that you brought that up, Mary Ann, about the new planning scheme, because perhaps we can have a look at that and see if there's some way that we can address, new developments in the future.
I think, I concur with everyone on it'd be nice to be underground, but it is an infill, and I think that does make a difference to a new subdivision. But also discussing, like the overhead power lines, it'd be the same with gas and things like that, where we don't really have a say, or NBN. Mm. Don't really have a say on those things, so you just got to think about what you're looking at, and you're not thinking about one thing but a whole number of different items.
All right, we'll resume the meeting. And is there somebody prepared to move the suggested resolution?
Yes,
Councillor Viney, seconded Councillor Carpenter. Mm-hmm. Right. Councillor Viney, did you want to speak?
No, I think everything's been covered in the discussions we've just had.
Thank you. Any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. That brings us to the end of our meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Short and sharp.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Jan, before you all leave, and Mary Ann, when that new scheme comes out, things like that, the power and so forth, councils have probably never come across them things, so...
No, that's right. What we'll have to do is have a couple of...
Workshops or something.
Half-hour workshops of a quick snapshot of what things look like. All the differences that we've noticed.
Yeah. You would definitely not want a new subdivision with overhead power lines.
No, and we'll even have to talk with the engineers about how we even go about services, because even services like stormwater is just not mentioned.
Right.
Oh.
That's a minefield.
So under their statement of compliance, under some other way, we'll have to be able to attach something.
Yeah.
Get it.